Our prayer focus today is the influencers of our unsaved acquaintances, old and new, in social media and beyond. With so many influencers using social media and other platforms, it's hard to disseminate truth from lies if you didn't have God's word. There are people in our lives from our past or new ones whom we don't see often, maybe not at all. However, they still are in our scope of ministry and need our prayers. They could be old childhood friends, classmates, neighbors who used to live nearby. These could be people you have met on a vacation or in a Zoom meeting. This could include those you read about in the news and you get a tug in your heart. The gospel reached the world because the disciples went beyond Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. They went to the ends of the earth. So let's take a moment to pray for those we've met beyond Samaria. And please include those today living in the Middle East as tensions mount between the countries and specifically in Iran. Father, we thank you that you tell us to remember those in prison as if you were there yourself, to remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own body. So we lift up the Iranian Christians and those that they've been trying to minister to. We pray that many of them have been killed in trying to step up for their government to have experienced some freedom. We know they are being mistreated. We know that they are very poor. Their money has reached an all-time low. We know that there is very little resources, that they are in a major drought. So God, we lift these people up and pray that people will influence them for Christ and encourage them, and that we remember them mistreated as if we're feeling it as well. We ask for divine intervention. Mm-hmm. We also pray that for those that we have met that we don't connect with frequently, but periodically. Mm-hmm. People that we've known from our past or people we've recently met. We pray first that we would influence them towards the Lord, that you would use us to speak to them about the gospel in the way that we act, the way that we speak, the way that we just do acts of kindness, that we smile. We offer to pray for them if we see their need or help them out. That we also ask that those that influence them, that the strongest voices in their life would be those of you. We pray that those who are speaking lies to them or trying to get them deceived or to fall astray from you or fall away from you altogether, if they have even considered it or take a back seat to the things of God, Lord, we pray those people would be muted and the only voices that they can hear is the voice of truth. May you soften their hearts and influence them with people who will speak to them boldly, countering every argument that they have. And so we take them down, that they would be refuted and know the truth, and the truth would set them free. In Jesus' name.